But we did hang out. That's the best. And then I biked to, I guess, the Lower East Side and got a massage.
That's right. Yeah. It's like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes two of us then.
No, not I've gotten you didn't get jerked
lower
off.
Lower Manhattan massages.
No, I didn't
no,
get
I just get
up.
Massages under 14th Street, Manhattan. Oh, yeah.
I get massages in Lower Manhattan. That's what I call my nuts.
You get massages under 14 years old.
We don't want you coming through to San Antonio.
Chicken China, the Chinese child.
That's good. Oh, yeah, that's what that song's about originally.
Yeah.
Sex with a Chinese
bare
child.
Naked. The bare children. Naked
children. Bare naked 4 year olds. Yeah, weird choice for the Shrek soundtrack.
Chickity China, the Chinese children. You pull your dick out and they start a sucking.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that one?
Just like that, chapstick.
My mom called me and she was, because my mom works at a dental lab, and she found out I was toothless, and she was like, you'll never believe one time what one guy asked to have on his tooth. He wanted to draw a dick. And I was like, what? And she's like, don't do anything like that. She's like, my mom had to call me to tell me not to get a dick on my tooth. And I was, it was pretty fucking cute.
Yeah.
It's also, I feel like she's opening up, you know? I think becoming, having a cum podcast has made my mom feel like she can say whatever to me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, my dad was telling doctors and nurses about cum town.
That's really, how you get respect, dude.
For guys, everybody doesn't know, Adam had to go home to get a penis
reduction. No, it was not
surgery. There's no way to make it bigger, but they thought maybe they could straighten it out.
At least make it look less curly and scrunched up.
I had a
most little scrunched up cock of all time.
I had a penis.
It looks like somebody like neurotically unfolded a paperclip.
But very small. Same thickness though.
Yeah.
But very small.
Well, I'm glad you guys like my new dick.
Yeah, it's kind of cute, dude.
Adam's lockpick set dick.
Hey, Adam, I forgot my keys again. Could you come over and kind of let me in, pal?
Yeah, it's true. Now I'm working on a bank vault right now.
You're one of the guys in Ocean's 69?
I'm in the girls' Ocean's, the new one with
your
Rihanna.
Dick is small enough that you're technically a girl. Mm. So you're the lockpick expert.
I'm non-binary.
I saw the, did you guys watch the Oscars?
I watched it.
Yeah, I watched the Oscars. I watched it with Mateo at the stand.
Oh, yeah.
I like
gay the, guys love the Oscars.
Gary Oldman won for a movie that I've never heard of.
He looked so stupid.
He played Churchill.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know what the movie was, so it's like behind him is just pictures of him in like a fat suit acting upset.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is this movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looked like if they did a like British Eddie Murphy movie where he plays all the fucking like
the clumps.
It felt like Eddie Murphy. Like, you remember that movie where he played the midget? Little Feet or whatever the fuck it's called?
Yeah. I don't know, but fuck the Oscars in its entirety.
The funniest part was when the makeup guy for that movie won because he made him look like Churchill, and it was a Japanese guy, and he's like, I want to thank gay old man.
He looked stupid as fuck, dude.
Why just like that they, I mean, in Hollywood always does this.
Apparently, but he's Me Too, by the way.
He's a Me Too guy? A rapist?
They're saying that he's a bad boy.
Who, the makeup
Gary boy? Oldman.
Oh.
The Japanese makeup guy.
Come give me some pusaru.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess that's what it is they all, and you know, everybody knows this, but it's like this industry just harbors pedophiles and rapists for 100 years. It's in a business built on literally raping people.
Yeah, yeah.
And then because they got caught, now they take turns going on stage, handing each other tiny little statues, going like, "We're at the forefront of stopping sexual assault." It's like, I'm sorry, but the people that work at Best Buy aren't raping each other in the stock room. That's solely you. This is you doing.
You want to be the weekend manager here at Best Buy? By
we're
Don't
setting
Frederico.
An example for the world by finally, you know, pretending like everyone else does the thing that we do.
Oh, fuck, dude.
They're all pigs. They're all fucking horrific pigs.
Well, congratulations to Kobe Bryant from going from the one industry you could be a rapist to the other industry.
No, I don't know that.
Right.
There's a lot of question marks.
Kobe surrounded. F'd the hell out of that poor woman.
I like that he essentially won an Oscar for, like, he basically won a letter writing contest.
Yeah. He wrote a,
gave him a fucking Oscar for writing the best letter to the editor.
Yeah. About himself.
About an exit survey.
Yeah.
He filled out one of those comment cards about how surreal about the NBA.
And also, it sucked. Oscar. Did you see the actual thing?
The, like, animation sucked. Yeah.
It was like the snowman.
The music was good. It was John Williams. And the letter wasn't bad.
Shut up. It sucked.
Fuck you.
Dear Basketball.
Come on. You know.
And there were some problems in Colorado, Dear Basketball.
No, he never talked about that.
It sucked. I was a whore accused me of something I did not do. Mm-hmm. So what? I helped myself to some asshole, even though she told me I could not. That's not my fault. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Basketball was fun. Gotta go.
The Jadakiss line? Why did Kobe gotta put it in the ass? Or
yeah. And why?
Yeah, Kobe. Yeah. So anyway, congrats to him for being a double rapist.
And Frances McDormand seemed like she was like completely unhinged.
Yeah, on drugs. Yeah.
My girl gets fucked up on dab.
She thought she was gonna really close it with like her like closing line, and it just bombed.
When the closer,
she's like, last thing, inclusion clause, and then it's just like, is the speech over? And then she walked off stage. It was weird.
I'm sorry, are you a fucking lawyer now?
Yeah.
You think that that's in any way legal?
It's what is that?
Demand that if you want to work on something, you have to hire people of my race.
Yeah, I'm so race. Yeah, right. It's weird, yeah.
Call Me By Your Name is the best movie that came out last
year. It was really good.
Yeah.
And I did not get hard a little bit.
Yeah, you did.
In the slightest.
Did you get any money?
My dick was asleep that whole
time. Did you get any money because they made your life story into a movie, Adam?
Actually, I didn't. Thank you.
Wow,
so if there are any lawyers listening,
that's fucked up.
My summer in Italy was not.
It's like, you don't deserve that kind of shit, dude. I haven't seen it yet, but
I was at some bar.
It was the guys come.
There's a girl that like listens to the show. Walked in and she looked familiar, I guess, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Anybody talked to her. She came and sat down, and she was reading the book, and she had, like, the Call Me By Your Name book, and I was like, let's go to the part where the peach part, and I opened the book and found it within, like, 4 seconds.
Whoa, you've got a fucking sixth sense, dude.
Yeah.
For fucking literature about cum. A guy eating his own cum, Nick can spot it, dude.
Yeah. Pretty quickly.
It's like when a dog can fucking smell cancer in somebody, you can find cum in a book.
Yeah.
You know?
Is the dog smelling cancer or peanut butter?
I don't know.
It's like, you want to know. You want to know how I found out I had dick cancer? It's my dog. I found out I had testicular cancer because for whatever reason, my dog kept licking my balls and my dick just all day long. Like, what is it, boy? What is it? Trouble down at the old warehouse? What is it, Lassie?
And it turns out my wife also had pussy and asshole cancer.
There's
also
a little boy down in the well that needs to get fucked. Just a guy running up to the well with Lassie and his dick covered in peanut butter. Yeah. Where's that boy?
He's shimmying because his fucking pants are around his ankles.
Have you ever had a dog lick your balls while you're having sex with a woman?
No. So you have.
Never mind.
You have, and tell us the story.
Yep. This just happened.
Just recently?
I had a cat.
Icy's done
it. I had a cat lick my asshole.
Icy's licked my balls.
Really?
Yeah.
Like cats have shitty tongues, though.
Like a man in a Garfield costume.
Mm.
While it's having sex with him.
Yeah, dude.
At Anthrocon a couple years ago. That was really.
When did Icy lick your balls?
It's happened a couple times.
Really?
Yeah, you just forget about Icy being there.
Yeah, dude. Dogs do that, and they're like, this is revenge for Westminster.
There's a portion where an English guy eats a dog's ass and tastes the better-tasting dog. That's part of the scoring system.
I was trying to write a bit for stand-up today about, like, you know, we're doing all this Me Too shit. When are we going to call out the fucking... that guy from the Westminster Dog Show that just touches all those dogs' balls. Probably the most horrific sex criminal in all of entertainment. Nobody's stopping him.
I might.
Why?
Stop
him. Too many people's jobs are on the line. That's why.
That's true. It's a whole industry.
Yeah, big dog show.
Do they actually like see how good their balls are?
Yeah, he smells it. It takes a big asshole and puts you with.
Do you weigh their nuts? Whoever's got the heaviest nuts wins.
Yeah, that's a different kind of dog show.
How much do you think your balls weigh if you put them on a scale?
My balls?
A couple pounds?
Nah, not a couple pounds.
Yeah, it's the adult weight.
I think a couple pounds.
The adult weight of your balls is the same weight you were as a baby.
No.
As a newborn. Yeah.
I did have big ass balls as a baby, but they're even bigger now, baby.
Yeah. So if you're No. I mean your entire
So whatever you were.
Yeah. I'm 9 pounds, 7 ounce balls.
You're a big baby.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.